ABC Radio Australia.
A Papuan Australian woman has been denied entry into a popular nightclub because of her traditional facial markings, sparking claims of discrimination and outcry among Queensland's Pacifica community. Mawali James says her tattoos honour her mother's tribe in Papua New Guinea, but the Brisbane-based venue, Hey Chica, says face and neck tattoos are banned under its dress code. Marion Farr with this report.
It began like any other night out with friends.
You know, we were just kind of jumping nightclubs based on where the music was.
Papuan Australian woman Wyla James was celebrating her partner's birthday in Brisbane's nightclub precinct, Fortitude Valley, early on Sunday morning.
And so we went up to Hey Chica, which is a nightclub in Fortitude Valley, and I was the first to line up.
The 23-year-old handed the bouncer her ID.
And he looks at my licence, then he looks at me and he says, I can't let you in because of your face.
Ms James wasn't shocked, but she was upset.
I have multiple what we call reva-reva, which is normally referred to as tattoos by the rest of the community.
The marks belong to her mother's tribe in Papua New Guinea, and they hold deep cultural significance. Intricate lines adorn Ms James's legs, arms and back.
About 4 weeks ago, I received my most recent marks, my Ade Reva Reva and my Kakyu Reva Reva, which is on my chin and on my forehead.
Ms James was refused entry to the nightclub Hey Chica, which bans face and neck tattoos as part of its dress code.
Being refused entry somewhere, that has never happened before. Yeah, I mean, I've received discrimination before for my marks, but not to the extent of being refused entry.
She posted about the experience on social media, calling out the club. In a private message, Hey Chica apologised, but said it would continue to enforce its blanket ban on neck and face tattoos. Under Queensland's liquor laws, licensed venues have to refuse entry to anyone wearing or displaying items associated with certain criminal organisations. That includes notorious bikie gangs such as the Bandidos and Comancheros. But otherwise, the Liquor Act doesn't regulate dress codes. Ms James says to have a general ban on facial tattoos is discriminatory.
Like, it's 2022. It's not okay to just assume that this one blanket rule can cover everybody with a tattoo. It's ridiculous.
Hey Chica has not responded to the ABC's request for comment. Cultural anthropologist Dr. Maya Underwood says in Western cultures like Australia, tattoos carry a lot of baggage.
They're symbols predominantly of lower class masculinity and criminality.
And even though tattoos are becoming more mainstream, face and neck adornments are particularly stigmatised.
Because I think it can't be covered, so it signifies a greater commitment to disengagement from the mainstream.
But Dr. Underwood says in other cultures, tattoos hold quite a different meaning. In Papua New Guinea, they can signify social inclusion, status, personal achievements, and belonging to a particular family or tribe.
So they weren't about disengaging from mainstream society, rather they were about fitting in to the wider community. They were expected practices.
Dr. Underwood says the differing views of tattoos make for a complex problem.
There's sort of bound to be this clash. I hope that the future is more inclusive.
But she says traditional forms of body adornment are making a resurgence.
What we're seeing now in Papua New Guinea and in lots of countries, New Zealand, North America, Canada, Polynesia, Philippines, all over the world, is Indigenous peoples reclaiming these symbols and learning about their culture, learning stuff that was denied to them by colonialism.
For Brisbane-based writer and curator Wyla James, it's about reviving an important part of her mother's culture.
So all of these marks have different meanings, they have different stories, they identify who I am, who my family is, who my community is, and so there's a lot of pride in wearing those marks.
Currently, Queensland's anti-discrimination laws don't stop public venues from banning people with tattoos. But those laws are 30 years old, and Ms James says it's time for a change.
If this is an old Act and law, it's older than me, so it needs to leave because there's this diverse community that are here that needs to be represented, and current law or policy isn't doing that, so it needs to be changed.